your goddamn teeth.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Right. Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe it. These guys are facts.
Stop that.
These kids are facts.
Hey.
I can't believe it. Down. God damn it, they're facts.
Stop calling us that, please.
What is he, a faggot?
All right, would you stop it?
Hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
How the frig are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Our long national TV nightmare is nearly over.
Nearly.
Nearly. Very nearly.
Not done
That's
yet.
Sir!
Very, very, very nearly over.
Good.
The writer's strike that made TV suck more than usual is all but settled. The producers of scripted shows have already gone back to work. The producers have. The writers are still voting on a proposal already endorsed by their union leaders, a deal that gives them some, but not all, of course, of what they wanted.
Me no care.
You don't care. Well, I know you don't care.
Me love TV,
mm-hmm.
but me no care.
Right.
You would care if it, like, got into it. Like, you have shows that you like.
Yeah, you miss
You're going to be glad they're back on,
may
right?
May not have too many shows me like regularly anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know, like CSI Tarzan.
Me no watch CSI no more.
Oh, okay. Any particular shows that, you know, you'll be happy to have writers with?
Me like Office.
Right.
Me like House.
Right.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah. 24 is another scripted
one. 24 will not be on in my lifetime on this show.
How come you talk to him and you don't use caveman voice?
He evolved.
Bingo!
I fail to have a lot of enthusiasm for this because, you know, what's coming back? What was that? Carpool?
The one you mentioned that excites me that it'll be coming back probably in May will be The Office, which is the, you know, when I was late to the party.
No, I read that they've got one episode that they could cut of The Office. That they got one that's already written.
Right. One before the fall season?
Yeah, one for this year. One in the can.
And well, they have one in the can soon. They had this script ready before the strike. They were ready to film it. Steve Carell wouldn't cross the picket line, so they'll go back and finish shooting that script. They'll have one.
And
ready.
I'm ready for Leno to
Very
be
soon.
Funny again.
keep waiting for that.
Right.
I don't know. It's just the more that network TV happens, the more that and I love TV. You know
I
that.
Know, I know.
My whole life revolves around TV. The more I watch it, I just go. I find myself watching more news.
Right.
Sports,
mm-hmm.
or like Discovery Channel stuff.
You are not alone. I think a lot of Americans are doing the same
thing. This will be probably similar to the baseball strike, and a lot of people will be a little frustrated with this.
It'll have a
I mean, not in the same way where people punished baseball, but what Don was saying, a lot of people have gone to other things, mm-hmm. and maybe they've gotten hooked on a lot of
but
that.
But don't take my American Idol.
No.
God, don't take that.
No script there.
They don't need a script.
Hey, Mike, your big-time celebrity buddy. You know, first one voted off, Survivor.
Yeah, and me, I didn't watch it last week, so I didn't even know that. So I didn't even know that he had been. I guess he asked to be voted off?
Right, because his girlfriend's pregnant.
That's the guy's.
Johnny Fairplay.
The guy, look, I mean, I know the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to the guy.
You have.
The guy ain't quite right.
He's Trump.
That's right.
Let's be honest. He ain't quite right.
But that's the rich tapestry of John Dalton.
John Fairplay Dalton.
That's right.
I wish him great reality show success. But, I mean, really, that's kind of all he does, I believe, is reality shows. Why is he asking them to vote him off? I would think he was one of the best villains. I would like to see him stay on it.
He does reality shows, and he dines at great restaurants.
Look around cafe.
And sometimes he shows up at those restaurants at 11 o'clock with his baby in tow, and he can't be let in.
But if he thought that he wasn't going to win,
mm-hmm.
and he probably gets the same money otherwise, why should he stay?
Well, I mean, he had to leave because he's got that hottie wife of his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess it's his wife.
Girlfriend, I think he's
girlfriend,
said.
Wife,
Alice
whatever. Girl.
She's expecting, and he wanted to be there for that.
Well, I saw the whole family. They had they had him, her, and the baby, and couldn't let him in. It was but I thought he was going to be traveling like with eight guys or something like
rules
that. There
rules.
He was with he's got the whole family unit.
Very domestic.
First guy off. Bye-bye, JP. Or JF. Or what's his name?
JF.
JF?
JF. Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah. JD.
JF. Or JFD. Johnny Fairplay.
JFD.
Right. JFD. That's it.
Because I don't think there's going to be another Survivor. I mean, you'd have to wait a long time.
Well, this
time
is
for
the
that.
Second. Because remember, they already did All Star.
That kind of an oxymoron to call it a Survivor All Star when they've already kind of.
Mm-hmm. They've had them on before.
This was Survivor Favorites.
But huzzah.
Favorites.
The writers are coming back.
Yeah.
And you know what that means?
What?
That means that we're going to get a lot of shows that are like Law and Order, and a lot of shows that are like CSI, and like we're getting now, a lot of shows that are like Sex and the City.
Blah, blah. Stick Jungle, Don.
Stay on strike. I don't care. Creeps.
What the writers wanted was a piece of the profits from the internet.
Just Kevin. Another example of the famous people that crossed my path. Lipstick Jungle, Rob.
Oh, that's right. Candy Bush.
Right.
That's right.
You didn't
that's
get
Candy's next show.
You didn't get anything off her back in
no,
high school.
No, I didn't.
Or since.
Oh, they've been. Hey, Buzz, no fair jumping on Mike's solar plexus.
Hey, that's one everybody's welcome on because I've admitted it a long time.
Remember in high school when you called her Candace Fairplay?
Candace Fairplay Dalton.
Candace Gold.
The writers have been off the job since the first week of December holding out for that percentage of internet.
Candy Gold.
And other media. The writers still feel they deserved more than they're getting under the proposal they're voting on. The producers, listen to this, the producers get all the money from the first 2 or 3 weeks a show appears on the internet. The writers argue that's when the show is going to get the most hits. Is
listen,
the first
you know,
two
Buzz,
or 3 weeks.
More power to the writers.
Sure.
Write better stuff. Write better stuff, and I won't bitch so much.
Well, now that they're well-rested, perhaps they will.
Really, do you think there's a chance that Two and a Half Men can get any funnier, Buzz?
No, it's already as funny as it can possibly
that's
what
I'm be. Saying. That's kind of what I'm saying.
So when do the shows come back? Here's a partial list, according to TV Guide. 24 would return either this fall, which would be unusual, or next January, as per usual. 30 Rock will have 5 or 10 new episodes starting in April. 5 to 10 new episodes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Now, are you like me? Are you getting a little like crap meter here as far as the shows that are coming back sooner? Well, yeah, we can knock those out real soon.
Some of these shoot real fast, and the scripts, you have to assume, are already written, really. The writers are just now turning them in for the first time.
Right.
Boston Legal, CSI, Desperate Housewives, Grey's Anatomy, 4 to 7 new episodes, also starting in April. House returns in April with 4 to 6 new shows. Earl has 8 to 10 new episodes, also at the same time, with 5 to 10 new episodes of The Office. 2 and a Half Men will have 5 to 7 new shows. Ugly Betty will have 4 to 7, again, all starting in April. Saturday Night Live could be back by this weekend. The writers for Leno, Conan, Jon Stewart, and Stephen Colbert may be back as early as tomorrow. And the Oscars will go on after
We won't have to go out of doors.
Ever again.
Well, you guys may not have to.
You're a set.
I mean, I'm looking at that list that Buzz just read, and I'm thinking, like, maybe there's, three shows that I watch. All the rest.
Right.
They're all just so much mashed potatoes, so much TV mashed potatoes with gravy on it.
That's hearing true. That list, and I'm just, I don't know how my TiVo is going to handle it.
Start clearing, make room.
No,
now.
You're absolutely right. I mean, really, most of it is garbage.
That's
right.
It.
Most of it is crap.
Grey's Anatomy's coming back. Well, what the effing do?
Now, come on now. I know there's somebody. There's somebody in your house that likes Grey's Anatomy.
It has a big audience.
Somebody in my house who also uses a feminine products.
Purchased at the Oprah store.
But that doesn't mean I use them.
Right.
Right.
And just because she watches doesn't mean I watch. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we'll be voting. We'll be fun with Janet.
You're going with
really?
Her?
They try to. Yeah.
Well, she's voting at a different place, though, right?
She's not registered where I'm registered. So I may make the car drive just to... To bug her over, just to bug her on the way over.
Sure.
You know, sure you want to vote for that guy? Sure you want to vote for him? Come on, vote for Hillary. Vote for Hillary. We almost had a fight again today about it.
Really? I just like you to tell her I really appreciate her vote.
How you doing, little arms?
Just fine. I'm T-Rex Arms, and I just like to make sure that everyone gets out and votes in their particular polling places, and it'd make it worth being spending all those years in a prison camp above the Mekong Delta.
I know the election only comes once every 4 years, but like that's what I find myself watching on TV now.
Sure,
is crap like that.
It's like a sporting event.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I watched the caucuses and the primaries over the weekend, and it really was fun. I just wish that I get impatient. I get impatient because I get sick of the I watch almost exclusively CNN,
right.
And they've got – it's so funny. They got a pecking order at CNN where they have the front row of columnists, and then they have the back row. And it's like the first team and the second team.
Oh, it's like
team.
The Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah. And they
go to those
guys. And the second row is – it's so obvious because they're trying harder. They're trying to get more air time, and then you get to see lovely Campbell Brown.
Hey, she's pretty hot.
She's getting there.
Interesting.
You know, hey, come on.
She's getting there.
I have to put down to any woman that just squeezed out a baby. Okay. I think for having just squeezed out a baby.
Hey, have you seen Nicole Richie lately?
All right, well, that's a crack baby, Mike.
Yeah, but have you seen what the booby fairy did to Nicole Richie?
Yeah, but you realize that just crack comes out of those.
Well, see, I didn't know. I didn't think. I wasn't talking about the whole baby thing. I was saying I didn't think Campbell was that hot anyway, to start with.
Did you see The Simpsons last night when Homer was crying through his nipples?
Yes, I saw that.
It's kind of stream of consciousness. Sorry about that.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
So anyway, this morning, as usual, Hillary now seems to be the only thing in my otherwise perfect life that I'm arguing about with my girlfriend.
Right?
It's like, I get up this morning, and what's the first thing she says to me? Hillary's on the front page of the Post, and we're discussing the fact that she fired the guy in charge of her campaign.
Lady,
And the first thing Janet says to me is, well, she's wearing yellow again.
That's where the hatred comes from.
That's where it starts.
She wears yellow.
We started to go around and around, but there's that genuine Republican hatred for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know. I almost don't trust it, but I hear too many people say it.
It's never going
to
go away.
It's hard to say.
And I'm going to vote for her tomorrow. Mm-hmm. My recommendation would be the next time you're going to go on 60 Minutes, honey, get some better makeup. Because it was like looking at the moon's surface, looking at her face last night. Really. I know it's vain.
Well, you're saying you're going to vote for her. I just hope that when you close that little curtain that, you know, perhaps you think about change, we can believe it.
I might vote for the black, Mike.
Very good. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Let us know tomorrow.
Will you let us know tomorrow?
Sure.
Good.
All right.
Speaking of Barack
Obama. Again, Huckabee makes a lot of sense, too.
You've always said that.
Hey, anybody that can fry a squirrel.
Obama wins a Grammy.
I saw him say that. And I saw him not back out of that, too.
He didn't back out at all because it's true. He's a preacher. He's telling the truth.
What did it taste like? Well, I would like to tell you that it tastes like chicken, but it tastes like squirrel.
Yeah, I see fish.
Really?
And he admitted to it. He wasn't all that freaked out, but he also wasn't all that happy about it. He said, that's not going to do well for me in certain states.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm just a simple president.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz. What's happening?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
One of the Grammy Awards announced last night, the one for spoken word book, went to Barack Obama for his book, The Audacity of Hope.
Barack Obama!
And it was that kind of weekend for Obama, in which he also won 4 out of 4 more states. There were solid victory margins, a 19% win over Hillary in Maine, 21% in Louisiana, 36% in Nebraska, 37% in the state of Washington. Obama also appears to have a solid lead in tomorrow's Chesapeake primary, which includes Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Look for similar percentages there.
You know, when I watch the results of the primary, sometimes I say to myself, you're looking at a guy in the primary that has won so many more states, and he keeps winning these states. Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, he could win a bunch of states, and he could win the next set of primaries. And then if she wins Texas and Ohio, it's all over for her anyway. And I say to myself, if that's the case, why, you know, why is it primaries? Why not simply make it a general election where it's the popular vote? Well, because it seems to me that's what it really is anyway on the Democratic side, where they allocate due to percentages of voters in congressional districts. Mm-hmm. That to me is almost the same thing as the popular vote.
And I don't trust superdelegates.
Yeah, they're scary, Rob.
I don't care.
Superdelegates are scary.
My superdelegate is Kal-El.
Be not afraid. Obama has 3 more delegates than Clinton right now, even when you factor in the uncommitted superdelegates.
Delegate.
It looks like he has the lead in delegates as well.
Hello, Buzz. I'm superdelegate.
Hi. If the words Huckabee and Kansas sound like they belong together, there's a good reason for that.
What not?
The Sunflower State breathed new life into the Arkansas minister's campaign just as it was about to collapse under John McCain's overwhelming number of delegates.
You must be proud being a Wichitan.
I am. I couldn't be more proud. Many Republicans, including Florida's governor, told Huckabee it was time to get out of the race, but not Kansas. Saturday, it handed Huckabee all 36 of its delegates, leaving none for frontrunner John McCain. Huckabee also won over the weekend in Louisiana, just barely, and he just barely lost the state of Washington.
It's a clever soundbite.
Where he's demanding a recount.
May I simply say that I wish them more tornadoes.
Shallow cycle babble.
sorry.
You should be. Mr.
I had
McCain.
To say that.
I understand.
I'm a bitter man. I was tortured.
Well, I get that.
How you doing those alarms?
I wish them, and I wave at them with my little arms.
I'm John McCain. I was in Jurassic Park. My little arms.
I was. I think I'm going to go home now and cream my wife Cindy's arms.
Why do good
so
things
to speak?
Why do good things happen to bad people? In Massachusetts, a man just won $10 million in the state lottery. As you know, the publicity that comes with this is not always good, especially if you're a convicted level 3 sex offender.
Oh, level 3?
Yeah.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Wow.
Because that's when authorities figured out that 56-year-old Daniel Snay had moved and didn't tell anyone.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
The good news for Daniel is at least he can afford a lawyer.
Charlie and Harrigan!
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Charlie Brown.
And I'm Irv Nambla Harrigan.
Check out the sign in our front yard.
Look at the Nambla Morning Zoo.
Well, the big sex
it's
crime.
It's Boys Day. It's Boys Tuesday on the Nambla Morning Zoo. I'm Irv Brown.
I'm Charlie Harrigan.
The big sex crime in Dallas at the moment involves the date rape drug. Women have been giving it to men, roofies, to men, and stealing their Rolexes and anything else of value. Police say they
that bitch.
Yeah, the police say they expect it's happening more than we're hearing about because guys are too embarrassed to report. What
God,
happened.
What a drag that would be! You finally think you're a guy and you're scoring.
Mm-hmm. You know that's like one of the best Seinfelds ever. That's like the one where George picks up that chick, or she picks him up.
Mm-hmm.
She brings him to the restaurant, or brings him to a hotel rather. She handcuffs him to the bed, and then she just wants to steal his money. She goes like, "You've got $8 in your pocket," and she steals his $300 suit.
And leaves him there.
Good Seinfeld.
Uh-huh. George.
George. Oh, I watched Dallas. The Heartbreak Kid over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. The new one. Yeah.
With Ben Stiller on pay-per-view.
Right.
Any good?
Not that there's anything memorable, but George made me think Seinfeld made me think Jerry Stiller for some reason. Jerry Stiller in this movie, The Heartbreak Kid, is hilarious.
Really? Does he play the father?
The things he says are disgusting, but they are wonderful.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Don't rent it, but do rent it if you want to hear Jerry Stiller constantly scream at Ben Stiller, "You got to go out and crush!" And then he's talking about pussycats.
I see.
He just keeps saying, "You have to go out and crush."
Really?
Yes, and at one point, the girl that Ben Stiller is banging is saying to him, she's using an ugly word for the male appendage that sounds like a rooster.
Right.
Okay. And she's saying, "Rooster me, rooster me, rooster me." And later Jerry Stiller says, "When a woman is saying, rooster you, rooster you, rooster you, give her the rooster." Except he says another
word.
Ugly word that
wow.
made me want to fall out.
So that's just, I mean, that's Jerry Stiller talking dirty. I can't think of anything funnier. And it's Art Imitates Life, where he plays Ben Stiller's father in real life.
Correct. $3.99. Right. You know, what the hell? If you want to hear Jerry Stiller say the word pussy.
But that's it, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That is it.
I'm so forewarned.
Fasten your seatbelt, America, if it'll reach that story when we continue.
Hey, sounds like a fat joke.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Well,
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Not even funny.
The Don and Mike Show.
That is so true, Dick.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys!
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Howdy.
Americans have gotten so fat, one in five cannot use a standard seatbelt in a car.
Hi.
Bacardi Limon. Tony Diggs.
And a new study from Vanderbilt University shows the larger a person, the less likely they are to even use a seatbelt.
Rob Spiewak.
I drive safely.
The study says half the obese people killed in car wrecks were not buckled up. Half. The study shows 3 out of 10 overweight people don't even bother to buckle up.
Two-thirds of the accident are within 3 blocks of a bakery.
Did you?
Did you ever?
I can't fit it around my waist. Oh, who cares? I just have to take it off to get my wallet out of the drive-thru anyway.
Where's Bagel City?
Come on, chicken salad.
Seatbelt extenders are available, but safety officials say they're actually more dangerous.
Where's my digs?
Once a normal-sized person gets behind the wheel.
Where's my extender? It's next to your wand.
And it's illegal.
Where's my Lockridge?
Almost everywhere for a bar to overserve alcohol to anyone.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Should it also be illegal for a restaurant to refuse to let a fat person overeat? In Mississippi, where they have one of the highest obesity rates in the country, lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it illegal for restaurants to overserve the obese. Repeated violations.
Good luck with that one.
Could cost the restaurant its license to sell food in much the same way an overserving bar could lose its license.
What do
to
you
sell
mean
booze.
I can't get my biscuit?
If you see someone too fat to eat, take the utensils and remember, friends don't let friends eat fat.
And remember, it's all you care to eat, not all you can eat.
Mister, you don't give me another spoonful of that mac and cheese, I'm going to knock your head off.
Finally, in Portland, Maine, they're looking for a guy who jumps out in front of cars being driven by women. This has been going on for a year. In more than one case, a woman's had to swerve to avoid hitting this guy. A composite sketch compiled by witnesses and police show the man to have a mustache, but otherwise feminine features.
I'd like to say hi to my cousin Teddy.
5'11", thin, around 30 years old, brown hair.
Oh, well.
Oh, how do
thin,
you like?
Thin, he's an O'Mara. Don't worry.
Definitely
about
a male. Right. You can tell this partly because.
Hey, Teddy O'Mara.
You can tell he's male partly because.
Big, fat, floppy Teddy O'Mara.
Stop it. I got to go up there this summer.
This guy jumping out in front of cars, we know.
I won't be working with you then.
Yeah, throw caution to the wind then.
Like your cousin Teddy even knows who we are.
He does. He listens.
He does not.
He does too.
We know he's a guy partly because of what can be seen underneath the camisole and above the garter.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Sam. Just kidding.
That holds up the black thigh-high stockings leading to the black high-heeled boots.
Oh. Ben and Sam. Hi, guys.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
All these men in your life.
Yes, yes. All men.
Teddy and
Ben and Sam. His sons.
That's it. We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir. Okay?
Sonsy man with a woman.
Sure. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Join us tomorrow for another episode of the Don and Mike Show. Until then, I'm Rob Gold.
Rob Gold. Yes, Rob.
This is the Don and Mike Show.